Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mayank Vaswani from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Vaswani.
Thank you, Rujuta. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the earnings call to discuss Cera Sanitaryware Limited's Q4 and FY22 earnings, which were announced yesterday. We have with us today the management team comprising Mr. Ayush Bagla, Executive Director, and Mr. Rajesh P. Shah, CFO and COO of Cera Sanitaryware. We will start the call with brief opening remarks from the management team, following which we will open the call for Q&A. A quick disclaimer before we begin. Some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature, and a detailed note in this regard is contained in the results documents that have been shared with all of you earlier. I would now turn the call over to Mr. Ayush Bagla for his opening remarks. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. The earnings for the fourth quarter and 12 months for the period ended 31st March 2022, adopted by the board of directors yesterday, 10th May 2022. The earnings documents have been released to the stock exchanges. We witnessed continued strong demand as the need for and trend towards home upgradation and home improvement persists. Accelerating real estate demand due to vectors like low mortgage rates, traction in residential unit sales, strong salary and hiring, growth in the IT/ITES sector have combined to contribute to an all-time high sales velocity and an all-time high top line and an all-time high bottom line. For the fourth quarter of FY 2022, there are in fact two separate elements of impact that must be considered while evaluating revenue growth on a YOY basis. First, there is total income from operations from Anjani Tiles Limited, where definitive agreements to divest the stake were signed in Q3 FY 2022. Anjani Tiles income from operations were included in the total income for the fourth quarter FY 2021 on a line-by-line basis, contributing to a higher base effect, and there is no corresponding income in the fourth quarter of FY 2022 this year. Second, due to the application of Accounting Standard 105, all income recognized in FY 2022 on a year-to-date basis up to the effective date of sale of our stake in Anjani has been reversed in the fourth quarter. As a result, income from operations stands reduced by 52.48 crores in Q4 of FY 2021-22 to reverse the income recognized in the first three quarters of the financial year. If Ind AS 105 would not have been applied, consolidated revenues would have been rupees 462 crores in Q4 FY 2022 compared to 410 crores that has been reported in the financial statements that are available to all. However, to enable an apple-to-apple comparison, I will provide all of you with revenues of the sanitaryware, faucetware verticals in Q4 this year compared to Q4 last year. At present, our manufacturing facility continues to function at high utilization levels. Capacity utilization for Q4 for sanitaryware was at 112%, and we endeavor to operate the plant at similar levels through FY 2023. In faucetware, capacity utilization was at 117% during Q4, and further increases are ongoing in FY 2023, even before the CapEx program commences. This has been achieved by productivity enhancement projects undertaken at the manufacturing plants. The initiatives undertaken as part of the productivity enhancement programs at the faucetware facility include, number one, identifying and improving the net running time of machines. Number two, increasing the brass casting production by way of higher throughput. Number two, this has been achieved through development of higher cavity tools. Number three, extensive study and related modifications to reduce the machining cycle time of equipment at the machine shop. Number four, increase in recovery of Zamac plated handles, resulting in better raw material to finished product yields. Number five, increase in production of brass plating. In addition to the above, we have introduced automatic peeling machines in the grinding and polishing sections, which provide consistent contours, which are very crucial in high-end SKUs. All these initiatives have served to de-bottleneck the production lines at the shop floor. By aligning the capacities of various processes, we have been able to increase the overall production capacity of the existing plant and machinery. Importantly, all of the above mentioned initiatives have been undertaken at minimal cost and well within the CapEx budget. The average production at the faucetware plant was 1.8 lakh SKUs per month up to September 2021, that is H1 financial year 22, which has in March 22 increased to an average of 2.5 lakh SKUs. Production will be ramped up further to 2.75 lakh SKUs per month during FY23, which will set newer volume benchmarks, enabling us to sweat our existing assets more extensively. This will also enable us to cater to the increased demand over the next 12 months. The surge in demand for Cera's faucetware continues. We are already the second largest player in faucetware, and our growth rate is much higher than the rate of growth of the market size. As a result, our incremental market share is 1.5 times our current market share. To cater to the rising demand and volumes, there is a need to increase manufacturing capacity. A detailed capacity expansion program has been proposed to the board of directors on 10th May yesterday, and after deliberation, the board has approved the capital expenditure program for the faucetware business. An expansion program has been approved which will enhance capacity from 2.75 lakh SKUs per month to 4 lakh SKUs per month at a cost of rupees 69 crores. Post-commissioning of the added capacity, a review of market conditions, demand and the performance of the business will be undertaken by the board, after which further capacity enhancement will be considered. The capacity expansion would entail developing both horizontal and vertical physical infrastructure at the existing facility. The existing floor plate of 10,900 square meters will become 30,300 square meters. The expansion would include construction of new grinding, polishing and casting departments as well as warehousing. There will be minimal increase in fixed cost in manufacturing other than the capital costs, since the bulk of the costs are variable in nature. With de-bottlenecking of capacity and automation of processes, there will now be greater agility in the manufacturing setup to respond to dynamic changes in market demands and type of product. There will be uniqueness in technology with increase in automation and use of low pressure die casting. We witnessed changes in the buying patterns of the consumer in the last 2 years, especially post-COVID. There is demand for color faucets, PVD, gold-colored products and Z-black painted products. The margin profile in each of these product categories are completely different than most chrome-based products. In addition to the benefit of higher capacity, there will be significant manpower cost saving, and there will be an increased share of large-size SKUs and complicated SKUs. Expansion will cost rupees 69 crores and will take 12 months from June 22 to June 23. Q2 financial year 24 will see the full revenue of the first phase of the expanded faucetware capacity. There will be no impact on outsourcing as the outsourced SKUs are low tech and low value. During the expansion phase, no disruption to current manufacturing is envisaged, and a comprehensive risk mitigation model has been implemented envisaging various scenarios to ensure that market needs for faucetware products are continuously met from the existing plant. For sanitaryware, the board deliberated on the need for additional capacity and passed a proposal for a greenfield manufacturing facility. The existing location does not have adequate surplus land for a meaningful expansion, and a new greenfield plant within a radius of 100 kilometers from the current manufacturing plant is being planned. The size of the plant will be most likely 1 lakh SKUs per month, and it will deliver product in 24 to 30 months at a cost of 128 crores. The zero date will be firmed up after the purchase of land and approvals for construction and supply of gas. During FY23, out of a total plant cost of Rs. 128 crores, a budget of 25 crores has been estimated for purchase of land. Since CapEx will commence post-land acquisition, detailed plans for the phase-wise capital expenditure will be made available. Post-commissioning of the plant, there will be an extensive review of the market, of demand, and the possibility of another round of expansion at the sanitaryware facility. Cash and cash equivalents as of 31st March 22 were 580 crores against 479 crores in March 21, an increase of 21%. Annual positive cash flow was in excess of 160 crores. So going forward, internal accruals will be used to fund the two CapEx programs, and we have the flexibility to use some part of the cash and cash equivalents if required. No debt raising or equity dilution is planned or required for the entire capacity expansion. The quarter continued to witness an increase in prices of raw materials in line with the secular inflation trend prevailing across all industries. The company undertook necessary price hikes to remain ahead of cost pressures. In sanitaryware, we undertook a price hike of 5 to 7% in February 21, 4% in August 21, and 10% in November 21. The compounded impact of all this increases is 21%. In faucetware, the price hike was from 8 to 10% in February 21, another 10% in August 21, and 5.5% in December 21. The compounded impact of all these price increases was 26%. Another price hike from May 22 for both sanitaryware and faucetware is under finalization. Despite the external environment witnessing an increase in prices of input costs and raw materials, Cera has not seen a material impact in Q4 FY22. On the sanitaryware side, key items like China clay, feldspar, and plaster of Paris, which constitute more than 95% of sanitaryware's raw material mix, had a combined impact of 6%. In the sanitaryware business, within the glazing recipe, which constitutes less than 1% of the sanitaryware's raw material mix, key constituents have moved 20% during Q4. Due to availability of gas from isolated wells near our plant, the pricing of gas from GAIL continues to remain below market and will do so in the future. Price has remained stable at 13 rupees 26 paise per cubic meter in March 2022, which was 13 rupees 25 paise per cubic meter in December 2021. In Q4, GAIL provided 44% of the gas requirement of the sanitaryware business. Sabarmati, our second source of gas, which is a JV of BPCL and GSPC, the pricing went from 70 rupees 92 paise per cubic meter in December 21 to 75 rupees 1 paise per cubic meter in March 22, supplying 56% of the gas needs of the plant. For Q4, the impact of Sabarmati gas's price rise per month was 21 lakh rupees and for the entire quarter was 63 lakh rupees. There have also been price increases in some ancillary cost items like transportation cost of 3%, cost of corrugated boxes have gone up by 15%. Our high reliance on renewable energy for over two decades has significantly benefited us, given that 70% of our energy requirements is met from wind and solar power sources. As a result, we have been able to keep significant parts of our cost basket stable. In that backdrop, we can go over the financials. Revenues in Q4 FY22 were 439 crores versus 431 crores in Q4 FY21. EBITDA excluding other income was 82 crores in Q4 versus 63 crores in Q4 FY21. The gross margin has improved at 53.47% in Q4 FY22 against 47.20% in Q4 FY21. The EBITDA margin is higher by 406 basis points at 18.7% in Q4 FY22 versus 14.6% in Q4 FY21, a growth of 30%. PAT was 52 crores in Q4 FY22 versus 43 crores in Q4 FY21, an increase of 20.9% YOY. EPS for Q4 was 40.04 rupees versus 33.07 rupees in Q4 FY2021. For Q4 FY22, 54% of the top line was from sanitaryware, 33% from faucetware, tiles represented 11% and wellness 2%. On a YOY basis, sanitaryware revenues registered an increase of 13%, faucetware revenues increased by 11%, tiles decreased by 42% and wellness increased by 5%. The sanitaryware and faucetware verticals remain the bedrock of the business with contribution of 87% of our overall revenues. There has been a reduction in the revenues from tiles from 85 crores in Q4 FY21 to 50 crores in the fourth quarter this year, along with the reversal of revenues from Anjani Tiles aggregating to 52 crores. These have served to optically deflate our revenue growth. If we compare revenues from the remaining business lines of sanitaryware, faucetware and wellness, these grew from 346 crores in Q4 FY21 to 389 crores in Q4 FY22 YOY, a growth of 12.43%. In comparison to Q3 FY22, revenues from these three business lines grew by 12.10% on a Q-on-Q basis. This clearly indicates that the revenue momentum is intact and we continue to witness encouraging demand for newly launched products. During the last 3 years, the new product development program contributed close to 23% of revenues. Inventory days in Q4 FY22 were 73 days compared to 52 days in Q4 FY21. Receivable days in Q4 FY22 were 35 days versus 53 days. Payable days in Q4 were 49 days against 52 days in Q4 of FY21. Therefore, net working capital days in Q4 FY22 were 59 days versus 53 days in Q4 of FY21. The company is at an inflection point after having successfully broken the 1250 crore top line barrier. It has achieved a top line of 1442 crores, an increase of 20% YOY, whereas EBITDA excluding other income has increased from 150 crores to 221 crores, an increase of 47% YOY. We have witnessed robust profit growth as PAT has increased from 101 crores to 149 crores, an increase of 48%. The multiplier effect of 200 crores of additional sales is visible to all. So top line has increased by 20%, EBITDA has increased by 47%, and PAT has increased by 48%. We have indicated earlier that a high proportion of costs are variable in nature, and given the incremental increase in top line with limited rise in fixed costs, the delta in profitability has been sharp. Annual EBITDA margin expansion from 12.48% to 15.38% has already taken place, and going forward, we believe there is more to come. During FY22, as markets were robust and receptive of our initiatives, we took a detailed look at all the shop floor SOPs and undertook many yield improvement initiatives. Those have borne meaningful outcomes in terms of margin expansion. After a fairly low capex year of 21-22, during which we spent 11.12 crores against a capex budget of 17.19 crores, of which 6.12 crores was spent on sanitaryware automation, 1.99 crores was spent on faucetware automation, and 3.01 crores on logistics and IT. Other than the two expansion projects of 69 crores for faucetware and 129 crores for sanitaryware, totaling 197 crores, which the board of directors have approved yesterday, the capex for financial year 22-23 is 24.6 crores, which will be divided among sanitaryware automation at 7.7 crores, faucetware automation at 6.4 crores, land and building at 6.6 crores, and IT and logistics at 3.9 crores. To conclude, I would like to mention that overall the internal and external factors today bode well for Cera's future growth. We remain very enthusiastic and optimistic about the market opportunity. The efforts of the last 3-4 years in new product development, productivity gains at the shop floor, and deeper penetration of the brand provides a superb opportunity to scale up the business and enhance all matrices of profitability. Given our strong positioning in the industry for over 4 decades now, we at Cera continue to remain excited to make most out of the positive evolving opportunities in our business. I would now request the moderator to open the line for Q&A, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Puneet Khanna from BOB Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. First of all, congratulations for today's results. So I want to understand the breakdown of retail and project channel of sanitary and faucet space. That is my first question. The second is, what is the next 2 to 3 year top-line plan for the company overall? How the company is planning to grow in sanitary and faucet space?
See, the project pipeline is very strong, and the project business is basically available for the taking, but we don't want that to become more than 30 or 33% of our overall top line, because the brand has been built to monetize maximum margins via the B2C sales. So B2C sales are at 67-68% currently. We want that near that, between 68 and 72% number. It's very easy to increase project sales, and people have done it, including Cera has done it during the worst periods of real estate, let's say between 2012 and 2016. But given the buoyancy in household demand, in home upgradation, there is a case to increase the B2C business. The project pipeline is very strong. We have built customers, whether it's in the public sector, private sector, the national developers, smaller developers. We have built these customers over 20 years and we will retain these customers. So bulk of it is national customers, repeat orders. That's the nature of the pipeline. And if you wanted to get a peep into the future top line, you see this trajectory that we have displayed this year, that is the best indicator. It is 1.5 to 2 times the size of the market growth. Market might be growing at 7 to 11%. We don't have that number because we don't have a third party authenticated data on market size or market growth. And we are growing at 1.5 to 2 times that number. So that is the trajectory we are talking about now. So based on even a higher base, of 1464, we might look at 18 to 20% growth going forward over the next 3 years. So if you see our previous commentary, we used to say that the company doubles its top line every 5 years, and every 5 years the PAT goes up by 2.5 times. So now we are looking at the company doubling itself every 3.5 years.
Understood. And one more idea to take, just a brief, how much price increase you are planning in the current month?
The voice was not clear at all.
So what I want to understand, how much price increase we are planning in May month?
That number will be out very soon. That's a decision that the sales and marketing team takes, but that circular will be out to the market, dealers and all our channel partners within the next 10 days.
Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Bhagat from Kotak Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning sir. Thank you for opportunity. Just want your sense, if I look at, how much was the growth in sanitaryware and faucetware YOY basis in Q4?
In sanitaryware, just on a Q4 to Q4 comparison, the increase was 13% and in faucetware 11.3%.
Okay, so I just need one clarification, sir. If I look at it, especially from the last multiple quarters commentary, we have been fairly consistent talking about competitors facing challenges because they have imported base. And secondly, if you look at it, the price hikes in both these category, I could be wrong here, but it has been fairly in low double digit, if I'm not wrong. Now, if I do a reverse calculation, and plus your commentary on the real estate has been fairly bullish regarding good inquiries and everything. Now, if I combine all these things, the implied volume growth looks hardly low single digit, or rather decline also, if the price hikes have been probably mid double digit also. So how should we look at this, in the sense of, are we facing some challenge in gaining the incremental share despite this tailwinds?
We had 12 months working, but effectively we got 10.5 months. 15 days in January was not working. And the first month of the financial year, April 21, was also not working. So these numbers, you have to look at it in that respect of 10
sir,
and a half.
I'm talking specific about Q4. This has nothing to do with April. Specific to Q4.
Specific to Q4, the first 15 days of January was also, okay, the markets were not working.
Okay.
And as far as availability is concerned, you have hit a very important point. Availability over the last 2.5 years in sanitaryware was a big issue. Now, that issue we did not face for the bulk of this year. The single reason for that was throughput at the factory increased dramatically. And that's also the reason you saw a slight buildup of inventory on 31st March, which will, of course, get fully absorbed in Q1 of this financial year. But the throughput of the factory has really increased.
So, but that doesn't explain why the volume was low. I'm trying to understand why the volume, implied volume, looks lower. Means, how should I reconcile this fact that you are double-digit price hikes, but revenue growth is also low double-digit, then implied volume growth is hardly anything if I look at. So, how do I reconcile this fact against your commentary of bullish real estate and the supply chain disruption?
The best way to reconcile it is to look at the 12-month numbers. In sanitaryware, from 581 crores to 758 crores, and in faucetware from 339 crores to 477 crores, an increase of 41% in faucetware and 30% in sanitaryware.
Sure. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Disha Sheh from Anvil. Please go ahead. Disha Sheh, please go ahead with your question. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. So I wanted your outlook on margins. At what range are you looking at for the margins for coming 3 years? That is my first question.
See, the EBITDA margins, even without other income, for the quarter hit 18.78. Now, this is a number that has never happened in the last 5-6 years. And even for the year, 15.35 without other income. This is also a number which has not happened in the last 5-6 years. So margin growth, we are on that trajectory of margin growth. Annually, 50 to 75 basis points increase is definitely possible. Definitely possible. And I'm giving you a fairly conservative number.
Okay. That's helpful, sir. And sir, when you said sanitary is 55% of sales and 33 is faucet wear, so growth, when you say 13% growth, it is more of value driven, right? Because we have increased prices around 20% for the year. So, sir, can you give an outlook on volume also? How and our market share with other players?
The sanitary wear business and the sanitary wear industry is a very tiny industry. The industry size is very, very small, which is why it's a protective industry. It's got a built a moat around it, and especially companies like Cera, they have never had to, operate outside that moat. So hanging on to your profitability by securing raw material, by making distributed availability of product across the country, those are the severe challenges.
Okay.
So we should look at this. We should look at the overall numbers. 31% increase in sanitary wear sales. Some of it is volume, some of it is value. And that should be the trajectory that you use going forward.
Okay. So it's
Sorry to interrupt you, Ms. Disha. May I request you to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for the
time. All right. Okay. I'll take it later. Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. If you have a follow-up question, you may rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Shuruchi Jain from Opportune Wealth Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. I think my question about top-line growth and PAT vision for 5 years and 10 years has been answered. Just to confirm, you are expecting to double revenue in 5 years. And, you know, despite the industry growth and despite the industry being small, so just wanted to confirm that. And secondly, when you said the industry is small, what would you say is the industry size given both branded and unbranded as of today? And how is that going?
We just make our own estimates based on anecdotal data we get from our channel partners on industry size and the conversion that is happening from unorganized to organized, both in sanitary wear and faucet wear. So this is not really data that is available from any association or any research group. But
absolutely.
Yeah, so that data is, just our internal estimates. That, of course, I'm sure you'll be able to get it from many other research houses who make their own estimates. But this growth that is happening for Cera in faucet, well, I'll give you an example. Suppose the market is growing again at 7 to 10% and we have, let's say, 10% market share. But our incremental market share is 16-17%. So we are capturing a much higher share of the growth and conversion that's taking place. That is the aim. That increase in incremental market share will lead to a faster catch-up of market share to the incremental market share now. And that is happening in sanitary wear as well. You see the jump from 581 crores to 758 crores. In faucet wear, it was 338 crores to 477 crores, 41% increase.
Okay, fair enough. And other than, say doubling top line and 2.5 times PAT, what's your long-term vision, like 20 years out? Where do you see Cera?
Right now, the best way to look at this company is the company is going to double its top line every 3.5 years. So the 6-7 years is the best kind of outlook we can give you. 20-30 years down, the company might be the market leader in sanitary wear, faucet wear, a large player in tiles, and allied businesses. So there is no plan of entering any kind of unrelated diversification. So focus on capital employed, strict parameters on financial performance. Those will continue to be the metrics on which you can evaluate the company as many years out.
Okay, fair enough. So you wouldn't enter, like Asian Paints has started offering services. You wouldn't start offering, say, bathroom decorating, and because, I mean, that is an upcoming area, so why not to increase the, say, revenue of the company, get into some kind of services, allied services?
Those services are very manpower and service intensive. So we do have a taste of that in, we have almost 300 technicians that service our faucetware customers across the country, and we are the only company which has not outsourced this activity to third-party contractors. We have kept this in-house. So we have experience in that, but we have no plans of entering that as a service. This is part of our 15-year warranty program for faucetware and 10-year warranty program for sanitaryware. So there's no plan on entering those because then, you're getting into something completely different.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jenish Karia from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, if I'm correct in my understanding, 53 crore is the Anjani's impact on top line. If you can help us with the EBITDA and PAT level impact for the same.
If you look at consolidated numbers, there were a lot of reversals because of accounting standards 105. So the line-by-line consolidation, which was taking place till the first three quarters, were all reversed, which is why you're seeing a negative interest rate, a reduction in depreciation, and a reduction in other expenses because tiles has a very high COGS. So my request would be to, at least for this quarter and this financial year, if you concentrate on the standalone numbers, that will give you a very accurate picture of the company's financials and its businesses. From next year onwards, the consolidation and standalone numbers will be very similar for two, three reasons. First, we have a 51% packaging subsidiary and a polymer subsidiary, which sell 100% of its products to Cera, and Cera sells it in the outside market. So their sales and Cera's purchases get canceled out, and ultimately it reflects in Cera's top line. And the third joint venture is a tile company called Mylo, where Cera has only 26% stake. So line-by-line consolidation does not take place. Only 26% of the PAT is added to Cera's PAT. So next year, the differences between consolidation and standalone will be virtually nothing. And this year, because of the 105, there has been additions in the first three quarters, and not only not additions in the fourth quarter, but reversal of those charges in the fourth quarter. So you will not get an accurate picture.
Okay, got it. So basically, standalone margins would continue going forward indicatively.
Yes, standalone margins, for the last many quarters, the financial community was always asking when will we cross 14, when will we cross 15. So without other income, we have crossed 15. And for the quarter, we have crossed 18.78. So the growth trajectory, just a 200 crore increase in top line, changes in throughput at the shop floor have made all these differences. So this is the best indicator of the future trajectory.
Got it, sir. So if you can also help us with the full year segment-wise revenue bifurcation.
The voice was very muffled, so...
Hello, is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah, if you can help us with the full year revenue bifurcation segment-wise.
Yes, of course. Sanitaryware was 758 crores, which was 52.73% of sales. Faucetware was 477.77 crores, which was 33.22%. Tiles was 175.25 crores, which was 12.18%. Wellness was 26.81 crores, which was 1.86% of sales.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. And just one last question. You mentioned that we are doing a greenfield expansion in Gujarat only, Mehsana, near 100 kilometers radius. So why not, if greenfield only, why not diversify in different geography to benefit from freight cost or logistical diversification kind of a thing?
There are two, three reasons. Gas availability is one major reason. Then the ecosystem of spares and the managerial inputs that are available at our factory, using all of those in the greenfield venture. Those are the three reasons. And gas availability is there in very few parts of southern India. We don't know if we'll find the requisite skilled labor in the same parts of southern India.
Okay. Got it. Understood, sir. Okay, that's all from my side. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Dutta from Jetis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So what is the gas cost as a percentage of total cost in sanitary ware and faucet ware?
Okay, I'll just give you that number. Gas as a percentage of sales in Q4 FY 2021-22 is 2.94%. And for the full year.
Cost, if you can give, sir.
Yes, percentage of cost is 3.53%. And for the full year, as a percentage of sales is 2.43, as a percentage of cost is 2.79.
Okay. And sir, one more question on gas. How much gas do we source from Gujarat Gas?
We don't buy anything from Gujarat Gas.
Okay.
We buy 44% of our requirement from Gas Authority and 56% from Sabarmati.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Shroff from QRC. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, Ayush. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. If you could just help us understand the CapEx plan. You mentioned that in all it's about 190-200 odd crores. But for the next year, what we are spending is a very small sum. So are you saying that the bulk of this will be back-ended into FY 2024? And if that is the case, when does the ramp-up happen, both for faucet ware and sanitary ware?
In faucet ware, out of the 69 crore, bulk of that will be spent during the year because we'll be commissioning by June 2023. So bulk of 69 crore will be spent during this financial year. And the benefits will start, of course, from June, July next year. In sanitary ware, because the land purchase is yet to happen, we have kept aside 25 crore for the land purchase. And post-land purchase, there'll be an application for construction approvals, for gas pipeline approval, and water usage approval, which normally takes anything between  3 to 6 months. So that's why we don't expect that anything more will be spent on the ground in terms of physical infrastructure during this financial year. So 128 crore is the total expense, of which 25 we feel will be spent this year. If there's any change, we'll come back, of course, to the board and to the entire financial community and discuss these changes. But the ramp-up, of course, in sanitary ware, because it's a greenfield venture, will take 24-30 months. In faucet ware, it's much sooner. So you'll get the benefit in financial year 2024 for at least 9 months of the plant operating.
So the total CapEx for the year, including the automation of the two plants, etc., how much do you anticipate spending during, let's say, FY 2023?
Okay, I'll give you that number. It is 69 plus 25 plus the regular CapEx number. I'll just give you that number. 24.6 crores is the regular CapEx, which is divided into sanitary ware automation 7.7, faucet ware 6.4, land and building 6.6, and IT and logistics at 3.9. So 24.6 plus 25 plus 69.
So about 120 crore. Okay, that's great. Thank you. That's very helpful and all the best.
All right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil from Centrum. Please go ahead.
Hi Ayush, many congratulations on a very good set of numbers. My first question is, we are hinting...
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Akhil, but your voice is not audible. It is very low.
Is it better now?
Sir, we cannot hear you loudly.
Is it better?
Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Ayush. My first question is, we are targeting doubling of sales over next 3.5 years. While our capacities in sanitaryware are at 110% of utilization rate. So does that imply we will kind of increase our outsourcing till the time the new capacity comes up?
That, if you see the trend for the last many quarters, that is already happening. Outsourcing was always between 46-49% about pre-COVID. Now outsourcing this quarter was 59% in sanitaryware and 53%. Almost 54% in faucetware. So that trend has already taken place. And you know, each year the manufacturing capacity is earmarked for more and more complicated SKUs. So those products which can be subsequently made by newer vendors or you know existing vendors, either adding capacity or even adding capabilities, newer SKUs are passed on to them. This year we added many new vendors. So broad basing the vendor base is a very important theme in the company.
Okay. So what I'm taking is basically this percentage from vendors will kind of increase over the next 2 to 3 years, at least in case of sanitaryware.
That's right.
Okay. My second question is on, again on the guidance part, right? I mean, on EBITDA margin, I didn't quite get it. Like, we have achieved around 18.5% of standalone EBITDA margin for the quarter. So what you're hinting is we will improve on that number over the next 2 to 3 years.
See, on EBITDA margin, it's easier to calculate an annual number rather than a quarterly number because there are too many factors. There's seasonality. Jan to March quarter is the busiest. April, May, June is the dullest quarter. So keeping those seasonalities in mind, I'm saying the best number to look at is the annual number, which was always in that 12-13%. We wanted to cross 14, but we crossed 15. We made it 15.35%. So 50 to 75 basis point increase every year is definitely possible.
Okay. Okay, got it. And third and last question on the time front, you mentioned that our annual run rate for this year was, I think, at around 180-190 odd crore basically. How should we forecast it for next few years basically going ahead?
See, last year the tiles number was 250 crores. This year it was 175 crores, a degrowth of 75 crores.
Correct.
Now, it's a matter of time, whether it's 12 to 15 months, whether we go back to 250, because the product mix has completely been revamped. I'll give you some statistics to back that up. Only 4 to 6% of our sales right now is soluble salt. 38% of our sales is GVT. Double charge and full body is 21% of sales. Roll tiles is 28% of sales. And others including outdoor tiles, paving tiles are 9% of sales. So value added sales are more than 90%. Even within this category, we have introduced third fire tiles, which are very expensive, and full body double charge, which are also very expensive. So we are not talking about Cera becoming the largest tile company or even competing with the top 3-4 tiles companies. We want to be a niche tiles player with high margins. And that doesn't require a 500, 800 or 1000 crore tiles turnover. This 175 will become 250, then about 300, 350. Even a growth of 75 crores annually or 60 crores annually is a very good number for the kind of product we're talking about.
Okay. Got it. Thanks a lot and best wishes for being
on. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Cheda from Canada Robeco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question
Mr. Akshay, can you please speak a little louder?
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. On this outsourcing for the faucetware, so you did mention that it is currently at 54%. So once our capacity is ready in June 23, so how do you see it going forward? I mean, would we be transferring some of our outsourcing volume to our in-house manufacturing, or overall volumes only we would be increasing? So how that would shape up? So that was the first question.
See, the plant that is being expanded, we want to make high-end products. So chrome-based products have a certain margin profile. We want to make these red-black products, color products, then of course black, red-black products, gold-plated products, which all PVD products. The margin profile is completely different from chrome-based products. So we don't expect outsourcing to change in terms of numbers or value, but the percentage will go down. Okay. Because the new plant capacity will provide many new ranges and many new products at the top end.
Okay, okay. And so what is the, I mean, what is the margin difference between our own manufacturing and outsourcing manufacturing? I mean, the product that we outsource, I mean, is there any significant margin changes, differences?
It depends on the product, because in faucetware, bulk of the outsourcing activities are either components or low-end faucets. So there will be a slight difference in margin profile, but those vendors also have a lower cost of production because they are in that SME category with a lot of families running their business and, you know, lesser supervision, lesser managerial input. In fact, our QC teams help them with their QC processes. So their costs are lower, their selling prices are also lower, but for the company there is a significant added advantage and markup when increasing outsourcing.
Okay, okay. So, and the same holds true for sanitary ware also?
Yes. Those products which are made by our outsourcing vendors, the company cannot make at its own plant because they are low end.
Okay.
And using this kind of plant with the kind of, you know, German kilns and the technology we have for those products is not worth our while.
Understood, sir. So this was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akasha from UTI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question. So there is a 21% increase in employee cost on a YOY basis in Q4 FY22. So would you kindly help us understand what is the reason behind that? Or are there any one-off in that?
So this is part of the annual employee wage agreements that are raised. I mean, the wage agreements are 4 years in nature, and that has a predefined escalations. So the new wage agreement was signed, let's say, in August 21, and one escalation kicked in, which has, you know, various formulas on DA, etc. And if you look at this, I think 21% on in value terms, some of it is also linked to achievement of certain targets, the variable portion. And given the throughput increase at the factory level, lot of workers hit their targets.
Sure. And just would like to hear your thoughts on competition. How is the situation now on the ground, and any comments how our competitor, I mean, are they facing supply shortages or are they able to compete with us on the ground?
You know, the Chinese vendors, they, whatever orders, even companies like Cera placed on the Chinese vendors before the Chinese New Year in February, were dispatched. And availability was not an issue from China, though of course Chinese currency is appreciated, the rupee has not been very strong. And now again this COVID wave has hit China in April. So it's an evolving situation, and we'll see how Chinese imports from China behave. As far as the domestic vendor base is concerned, they are operating at full capacity, both in sanitary ware and faucetware. But they are limited by their abilities to supply complicated SKUs.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Ludhaya from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. First question was on asset turnover. What we can expect from sanitaryware as well as faucet capex?
Given the fact that faucetware capacity that is being enhanced will be making those, you know, color-coded PVD, gold and Z-black products where the average selling price is 1.5 to 2 times the current selling price. Additional 1 lakh SKUs per month, the turnover could increase by as high as 150 to 180 crores. So asset turnover turns will be close to 2.5 to 3. And the same in sanitary ware, it will have a mix of all types of products, but it will tilt towards complicated SKUs. So the turnover will be again around 180 to 200 crores from sanitary ware as and when it's commissioned. So 1.5 to 2 times, 1.75 times asset turns in the sanitary ware capex.
Mr. Chirag, does this answer your question? Mr. Chirag, we cannot hear you, sir. There is no response from the line of the participant. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ayush Bagla for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank everyone for attending this call and for showing interest in Cera Sanitaryware Limited. Cera remains positive that its strong positioning in the industry would help it deliver steady and consistent growth going forward. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to me or CDR India. Thank you once again for taking time to join the call and see you all next quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Cera Sanitaryware Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.